Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris, he's Rob, and we are live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. They've got an unmatched selection, fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com is the way tire buying should be. And at the bottom of this hour, the big segment you've all been waiting for, Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia. It's one of the best segments in all of radio, so it'll be a lot of fun. That's in about 28 minutes or so. Lakers, Warriors about to start in probably 5 or 10 minutes. Rob, interesting news. Jamichael Green starting in place of Kevon Looney, who they said is not feeling well. Will play tonight, Looney, but look, if they move Jamichael Green into the starting lineup, I get it because he's a three-point shooter. They want to space the floor, but obviously they're rebounding. I mean, I don't know who in the world's going to get rebounds. I hope Looney can play a lot because if not, they could be in some trouble.
Yeah, this is going to be interesting. It's a big game. We'll see what happens. I'm predicting that AD will get 2 quick fouls in the first quarter, and that'll neutralize the Lakers and the Warriors will win. That's just what I've got.
So you saying the game's going to be fixed?
No, I didn't say that.
I mean, it sounds like it.
Chris, you cover the NBA, man. I
don't think it's fixed.
I didn't say it was fixed. I've seen quick fouls on star players in big games. That's all.
That's fine.
If I'm wrong, I'll admit it tomorrow.
He might.
You got the tape, Alex?
We'll
you got the tape?
He might, but
I was wrong. Exactly. Get that ready, Alex, for tomorrow. When he has no fouls, Chris, and I'm wrong yet. He went through the game with no fouls. I'll be wrong.
Wait, no, that ain't what you said.
No, I'm saying. I'm going to say that I was wrong.
Why in the world? What would make you think he'd go through the game with no fouls? What if he gets 3 in the whole game? That means you were right?
No. What did I say? I
said he's going to get 2 fouls in the first quarter.
Yeah, that's the only thing that I said.
So if he doesn't do that, you'd wrong. I mean, he's going to commit some fouls.
I'm just saying that's what I'm expecting tonight.
All right. Let's go to the NFL, Rob. Big press conference today. Lamar Jackson, John Harbaugh, and Eric DaCosta, the GM for the Ravens. Did you watch any of this?
No, I just saw clips. I wouldn't have gone. I would have just passed.
If you were Lamar?
Yeah, I wouldn't have gone.
Really? Why not?
I would have just said, screw you guys. I got my money. I'm here to play for the fans. I don't care about them.
I don't believe you.
Those guys.
I don't believe you. Because I think he and Harbaugh have always had a good relationship. I think Harbaugh loves him. I think he feels great about Harbaugh. My guess is they were talking throughout this thing. It's interesting. Harbaugh looked overjoyed, Rob. Lamar looked overjoyed. And DaCosta, I only saw a little few clips here and there. He was the only one that didn't look overjoyed. I'm not saying he wasn't, but I don't know. They may have gone above his head for all we know, right? And ownership got it done. Yeah. But Lamar, Rob, it was good to see that he was so excited. And he was excited. And he was asked, Rob, the first question that he was asked was, you know, hey, in March you requested a trade and now you just signed a long-term contract. What happened? And he just laughed it off. He ain't Harbaugh, and he, you know, didn't really give it an answer. Look, I'm just looking forward. You know, I'm looking ahead. I'm not really concerned with what went on in the past. You know, I'm just looking ahead.
I would have said my questions would have been, why did you cave?
Well, you were saying that you thought he did a great job. Now you're saying he caved?
No, I'm just asking. I'm just saying, like, please clarify what your stance was and what the holdup was. Was this at the whole time? I'm just talking about, I didn't see the press conference, Chris, because they could have asked all these questions. I was trying to be cute with the cave thing.
I didn't see the whole
thing.
I think that's a legit question. Not that, I wouldn't word it like that. But yeah, like, you know, because you're right. Like, he didn't get the fully guaranteed
deal.
Right,
so I'm just...
And in fairness to him, remember, he did put out there
that he wasn't looking for it.
Yeah, so maybe...
But that's why the question is legit to ask him.
Absolutely.
So was there misrepresentation of your stance? And did you never want to have Deshaun Watson's contract? That's what we got. We didn't get to talk to you. You didn't talk to the media. So there was a lot of speculation. Can you clarify so we know moving forward whether this was never an issue and how you came to this conclusion? Because the stuff that was out there sounded like you were holding steady and you wanted a fully guaranteed contract, and if you didn't get it, you wanted to be traded. And here we are today where you don't have a fully guaranteed contract, but you made a commitment to the Ravens and you're happy. So what happened?
Right. I agree. Though you got to ask those questions. I don't think he would have answered them.
No,
like I said,
no.
He kind of brushed it off, but you got to ask them. And I don't know I saw the one guy ask. I don't know how many of them asked about it after that. But he looked happy and like all is good. And it's all water under the bridge. And like I said, he didn't get his fully guaranteed deal if that's what he wanted. But he definitely seems content. And I thought, Rob, and I said this on the show, like I never at any point got to feeling like there's no way he'll be back. Because one, I didn't think he had a whole bunch of options. And two, I actually think, and this is speculation on my part, I think, Rob, that as they're negotiating, he said to them at some point, then look, put the non-exclusive if you're going to tag me, put the non-exclusive franchise tag on me. And let's see what I get, what offers I get. Let me, you know, give me the opportunity to go to another team by putting the non-exclusive tag on me. And maybe you guys work out a trade or you match it or whatever. And I think that's why they did that instead of putting the exclusive tag on him. But he said some other interesting things, Rob. And one of them, he's excited, obviously, about their receiving core. Rashad Bateman, who was injured at times last year, he's back healthy. They drafted this kid out of Boston College, who's a speedster, Zay Flowers, and obviously they got Odell Beckham Jr. So Lamar was, and they have a new offensive coordinator. They're going to air it out a little bit more. Here's what Lamar said about it.
I really didn't care for other teams, really. I just really wanted to get something down here. I wanted to be here. It was like, man, okay, other teams cool, but I want to be a Raven. Like, I said something 2018, you know, I think it was April 26th, if I'm not mistaken. And I meant that, you know, I'm standing on that until I get it done. So I really wanted to get this done before anything, before my time up and branch off somewhere else. You know, I really want to finish my career here and win the Super Bowl here. Man, I want to throw for, like, 6,000 yards with the weapons we have. Like, you know, and I'm not an individual award type of guy or a stat watcher, you know. I just want to do that, you know, because no one ever done it, and I feel like we have the weapons to do it.
What are your thoughts on that, Rob?
Yeah, okay.
Now, I don't know. I didn't know that both of those clips were going to be played like that, so I'm not sure. Which one are you responding to?
The 6,000 yards?
Oh, okay.
That's what I'm just...
Because the other one was interesting, too.
Did they serve alcohol at the press conference? I'm just asking, Chris.
Well, at first, I thought he was playing, right? I thought he was saying it like, you know, I want to make $10 million, like one of us, you know, like throwing out some astronomical number. But then he sounded like he was actually serious. Look, you know, Rob, I've been saying this for years. I want to see Lamar Jackson with an elite receiver. We saw what Stephon Diggs did for Josh Allen. We saw at least the first year what DeAndre Hopkins did for Kyler Murray. Rob, we just saw this year what A.J. Brown did, and they teamed up with Devontae Smith, but A.J. Brown did in some parts for Jalen Hurts. A great receiver can help a quarterback. Now, some quarterbacks don't need it. Aaron Rodgers used to be at a point where he didn't need it, right? Devontae Adams or not, he was doing his thing. Patrick Mahomes clearly doesn't need it. But most, even really good quarterbacks, Rob, need a great receiver. I mean, even Burrow in Cincinnati has Ja'Marr Chase and a great cast. Now, Lamar doesn't have a superstar number one receiver. OBJ, not in his prime. Bateman, you know, we don't know what he is. I don't think he's a superstar in the making. He's a good, should be a good receiver. And this kid, Flowers, we'll see. But it's a good receiving core, and they still got Mark Andrews, the tight end. So it's better. It's the best he's had. You know, it's a good core. I don't think they have a superstar number one, but it's a good, should be a good receiving core. But 6,000, Rob, I mean, that's crazy. I think, Rob, his career high is less than 3,200. He hasn't thrown for 3,200 yards. And three of his 4 years as a starter, he hasn't even thrown for 3,000. I think if he throws for 4,000 something and still runs, you know, for 700-800, I think that's a great year for him and them.
Of course, I agree. Those would be legit in numbers, and you don't expect Lamar to be some. Now with OBJ and, you know, and they're just going to be throwing the ball all over the yard, Chris. Right. Is that what you expect? I don't.
No, not at all. Now, I do think they're going to throw it a lot more.
Yeah, but not every down. Why would you take away what he does right. And he's unique at? And so, you know, now you just got to make people, Chris, be on their P's and Q's and respect. What are you going to do? Like, you got to respect it. If you put another man in the box, I got OBJ out there. I'll throw it down there.
Right.
And now if you put an extra guy on OBJ, I'm running for 40 yards, Chris. Like that's what it should be.
It should actually open up the run game. I mean, obviously he's been great.
They have to cover him, right?
Yeah. Now they got to cover these receivers. And if he, you know, and now it should open things up for him. So I do expect them to have a good year, Rob. I mean, I'm not going to make any predictions right now. But look, the dudes, we talked about it, won 75% of his games as a starter, 74%. When he's there, they're a top team. It's as simple as that. And they've gotten better, at least on paper. I mean, we'll see what the new OC can do. But I think it's good, and they're going to have a good year. All right, we're going to throw it out to you guys. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Your turn to weigh in. What type of season do you expect from Lamar Jackson. And if you are somebody that thinks you're going to throw for 6K, definitely call us up and explain why.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We gotta pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, it's the Odd Couple live from the TireRack.com studios. We're brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable, so get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com. Rob, you watching this game?
No, where I'm at, we don't have a TV.
Anthony Davis?
Yes.
Two fouls.
No, he doesn't.
Stop it, Chris. He does have one, though, in the first 5 minutes.
Okay.
4.5 minutes. But, yeah, no, I was messing with you. All right, 877-99 on Fox. Your thoughts. What type of year is Lamar Jackson going to have?
All right, Chris. I mean, why you throw it out to me like that? I was like, wait a minute. Okay. Well, I did say.
Chair.
You know I was. Zay. In Atlanta, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What do you got to say, Zay?
With you guys. What's up, guys? First time caller.
Thank you.
Good to have you.
Appreciate it.
So I actually was called in earlier. I wanted to weigh in on the Curry Magic thing, but
we'll let you. We usually want to stay on topic. We'll give you
real quick.
Go ahead. Yep.
Yeah, no. I was just saying. I think that. You know, like my point of view is like in 5 years, I think everyone, the general thought was going to be Curry's a little better. Mm. But for right now, I haven't seen Magic play except for classic hardwood games and I haven't, you know, highlights. So
yeah, but that thought process doesn't make any sense to me. Just because you didn't see somebody play or you weren't around for them and their accomplishments doesn't mean that somebody's better because you saw them play. I can never get with that. A lot of great people came way before us, and I know that they were great. I don't care if I wasn't around when they were there.
Yeah, I mean, I get that, but I think that, you know, as the eras change, it's hard to judge because you were actually talking about the best passers in the world or best passers ever. What if you dropped, like, White Chocolate back there in the 80s? I mean, would we be saying he's the greatest passer to ever live?
Chris, at Magic's highlights. And White Chocolate was a great passer, but no.
But he wasn't on that level.
Magic's
stop
highlights.
And Chris, YouTube, we talk about it all the time. Chris and I didn't see Babe Ruth play. But his name is always mentioned in baseball. He didn't play against any black players, any Latin players. All I'm saying is you could say that somebody's better, Chris, but don't use the criteria that you didn't see them, and that's the reason why.
But
that's
saying. I don't think he was saying him personally, and I do think there's some – he makes some sense, Rob. It's like I said, we say Jordan's the GOAT. A lot of people from the previous generation do not say that. We're belittling Russell or Wilt or Oscar or whoever you want to throw out there. And, you know, I've said before, The Last Dance may have changed it, but I've been saying when the next generation is controlling the narrative, they might, you know, it might be more commonplace that LeBron's viewed as the GOAT.
Yeah, but the only problem with that is when they did the polls after The Last Dance.
No, and that might have changed it. But,
LeBron didn't skyrocket.
I'm just saying, I think that's very possible that, when 25-year-olds are our age and teenagers growing up watching LeBron, you know, when they're 30 years old and they're controlling the narrative on these shows, they might be saying LeBron and Steph instead of Jordan and Magic. It might be. I don't know, but I'm saying I think that's a valid point.
Yeah, I just think when people talk about because they haven't seen them, that's the reason. I just don't agree with that. All right, let's go to Andre in Massachusetts. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
How you doing? Good evening. Thanks for taking the call. Listen, I think Lamar is going to have a good season next year. And for me, it's because of the infrastructure that we have in Baltimore. Just a couple of statistics. The Ravens, what are they, third in DVOA as a team? They're fifth in yards per play as a team. And, of course, Lamar sat out a couple games. And then they're second in EPA per team per play. That's extra points added. So a couple of the advanced stats, they're very strong. We know that this culture with Harbaugh, the coach, Newsom, the GM, they're built for the NFL. They're built to go deep in the playoffs. So he's coming into a situation. There was tension and how the contract played out. But as he said, we're all men. We've got to be adults. It's over. And so now I don't think there's going to be turmoil with him stepping back in the process. So I think the Ravens are going to be a factor in that AFC North, which is going to be tough. Steelers are going to be taking a step forward with Pickett. Obviously, we know what Cincinnati can do, and I think the Ravens are going to be right back there in the mix. Quickly, Rob, to your point, Anthony Davis' first foul was very questionable. It was a reaching foul on Draymond, very, very questionable. He's still in the game, but you check it out at 8:29. So we're definitely watching this. I'm a referee myself, and
you know what I'm saying. I'm not
that foul was there. It was quite. It was. It looked clean to me. He slapped at the ball.
Okay,
Draymond.
So we're watching. Thanks for taking the call.
Yep, appreciate it.
All right,
Keith,
Rob.
Go
ahead. We can get.
Can
one
we
more
squeeze
quick
in Keith?
Yep.
Keith in New Orleans. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Uncle Rob, your father gets me, man. They give me screening my calls, bro. What's going on with that?
What are you talking about?
We ain't screening nothing, man. What you got?
We got to.
I think Rob G be getting it. No, but I've been calling. Just to let y'all know, I've been calling. Sometimes I'll get on here, but glad I got on this time. But yeah, I think Lamar's going to have a really good season. I mean, they were in first place when he got hurt. So I think that he's getting too much flack because I think the team is built too much around him. And a lot of times that's not good. It's not a good recipe for success. You know, I think that even in Kansas City, I think the team is not built solely around Pat Mahomes. I think they win even when he doesn't play well. And when Lamar doesn't play well, then the team doesn't respond in kind. So I think that you know, with Tom Monken coming in, I think the offense may take a little bit of a change in a positive way. You know, so like I say, I think he's going to do well, you know, this season. They may win division, I think, this year. I think
man, that division is going to be tough. I think Cleveland's going to be better. And Pittsburgh will be a little better, but I think Cleveland's going to be better, too.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's the iCouple, Chris and Rob, live from the TireRack.com studios. I think we're doing Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, vegans and meat eaters, kale chip lovers, ruffle chip lovers, it's time.
This game is so easy.
For Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia.
Yeah, so basically what we're going to do is we're going to have some fun here. He's going to give you guys some questions, and we're going to basically see if I know them. So, Ethan, did you send them the questions? Are they all set to go? I think the theme he said for this week was basically NFL teams, if I'm not mistaken. So, Ethan, go ahead and set up. We'll have Rob go first.
All right, when you go to the blank, you get yourself a lobster roll and a clam chowder before you go to a sporting event. And we're doing NFL team cities.
So who's the question for me?
The question's for Rob.
Okay. Celtics.
Boston.
There it is.
That's not right? Oh, because yeah, I was going to say, how's that not right? Okay.
All right, here we go. Second question. Sorry about this, guys, too. We're getting rolling here now. We got it rolling. In the city of blank, the best way to get around is a subway if you want to get across the city.
Manhattan.
Chris, you know I'm really good with geography, by the way. So this
I was about to say, you can't be this bad with geography.
I could be, actually. I might surprise you even more than just my sports knowledge.
Oh, my God.
Manhattan, I'm pretty sure New York, right?
Yes.
Okay, good. I'm just making sure. I'm just making sure.
All right,
here we go. Next one, the city of blank, the United States, has the biggest inland metropolitan area with no body of water around it. That's a harder one.
Great.
All right, here we go.
Are you ready, Rob? I don't know if I'm ready.
Go.
Alex, you ready?
I'll try my best for you, Rob. Thank you for asking.
Texas. Read the question to him again one more time.
Please.
The city of blank has the biggest inland metropolitan area with no body of water around it.
Houston?
Here we go, Alex. That was a clue, Rob.
No, it wasn't. There's only one city in Texas.
Yeah, okay. So he got it wrong. And he said another city. how about this, Alex?
Okay.
Cowboys.
Dallas.
Thank you. Rob, I can't believe you didn't get that.
Okay, that made a little bit more sense.
Wow. Rob's kicking himself.
Okay, hold on. Am I tripping? I'm pretty sure Houston is in Texas, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Okay, cool. I was about to say.
But who picks Houston or San Antonio over Dallas?
A body of water. But Houston would be the first city I'd think of.
I think so, too.
Without a body of water is Dallas. I'm sorry.
Does Houston have a body of water?
He got D's in geography.
Oh, I never even cared for it.
He's told you that.
Yeah, I didn't even care for it.
All right, come on, Ethan. My turn.
All right, here we go. In the city of blank, there are no skyscrapers.
Oh, gosh.
Pentagon.
Washington?
There it is.
Okay.
This one's about to be over.
Wait a minute. Wait, did you say Washington State? What did you say?
I said Washington.
It's Washington, D.C. is correct. That's not
Rob,
correct.
Stop it. No, that's like saying Don instead of Donald. We always give those.
No, it's not Donald. It's Fred Trump. Was it Fred Trump?
He did say that. You skipped four, by the way. I know.
I think that was an easy one. So I was just going to the harder one.
Speak for yourself. Speak for yourself.
Okay.
Okay.
I don't know if
you will find the oldest blank buildings in America in this location.
Keep going. What's the rest of the clue?
Well, that's kind of giving away, remember?
It's not.
All right.
No, it's not.
Rob wants as much help as he can
get. I can tell.
It's known as the oldest city.
All
right, here we go.
Okay, Rob, you ready? I don't know if I'm ready.
I just got one question.
Ooh, questions now, okay.
Liberty... We're talking about cities now. Be careful.
We know. That's a sentence.
No, that I'm just saying. I want to make sure he knows what we're doing.
Liberty. Oh, my gosh. We're going way back. Liberty.
Yes. No
oldest
clue.
City.
He has no clue.
I'll
give you a good clue, Alex. Don't worry.
You promise, Chris?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Hold on. I'm going to try this one, though. I'm trying to think where the Patriots are from. I feel like that'd be a sign.
There's only one Liberty in this whole
country.
There's only one Liberty.
I mean, Ethan, you got to get this thing under control.
Totally botched it.
I'm quiet.
My goodness.
Well, see, this is the thing, Rob. You're saying Liberty. I'm thinking of Lady Liberty, and I don't know if that's the same thing you're talking about, because you're thinking about liberation as well. I'm thinking too much. It's not New York, is it?
There you go. That's his answer. Nope.
Pick right. New York again because we already had New York.
I don't know. You said keep saying Liberty.
Alex, you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, here we go.
Okay.
Brotherly?
You're talking about love.
And what's the city?
I'm thinking right now.
No, you can't say that.
I can't think out loud.
No, you Brotherly? Can't say that. What was your quote? What was your answer?
I'm answering what he's saying. So brotherly love, Philadelphia, right?
Thank you.
God.
Get the bongos.
I quit.
No.
This is a route of unprecedented proportions.
No.
We've never had a route this is bad.
Liberty Bell. We got two New Yorks.
Oh, that's
in
Liberty
the same.
Bell, yeah.
Alex, no, take heed of how Rob is mocking you.
He's hating on me right
I'm
now.
I'm not mocking you. I'm just
I gave
I'm very
great
disappointed.
Clues and you
Rob.
Couldn't get this, you couldn't get that.
Wait, this one's really good, though. This
I flew
next
all the way to over. Detroit
this was just for
this. For
fun.
No,
this
you
was
did,
just
Rob.
For fun.
Stop it.
All right, go ahead. Do we have time?
Right,
yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, one more,
this
one more.
This was just for fun.
Okay. Las Vegas is known as the driest city in America, but the city of blank is known as the second driest city.
That's actually not a city.
Exactly.
Whatever.
I was going to say. What do you mean,
state,
what?
State, though.
You sure it's not a city in there?
Yes.
This is not your
this
answer here.
Right, right. Your answer is a state.
Yeah, whatever.
So here
state
we go.
City.
Here we go, Alex.
Well, that helps me. Okay, I'm ready.
Mormon.
Oh, where are the Mormons from? Oh, gosh.
You really aren't in the geography. Or
no, didn't, I didn't capture
me either.
There's only one place
See, Chris,
is,
this is
Mormon.
This is, yeah, that's a fun. The fun fact, I've been to more countries than states. How about that? Not continents, though. That's only Rob Parker. Mormons.
That is Rob.
They're not in, you said it's a state, right?
No. Brian is on fire. Jeez.
This one I don't think I know. I'm going to pass. I don't know. Mormons.
Well, we get Salt Lake City. That's the correct
Yeah, that's
answer.
The right one.
Oh,
well, Utah's
okay.
the
Utah.
No, that's not the right because he said
and
city, not, so that's not the
And there's not
you.
Even an NFL team there, but it's fine. We'll pretend.
Well, Alex, get the bongos. It was a bloodbath.
Next time.
Speaking of bloodbath, Rob, 33-26 Lakers, LeBron James, 14 points, 6 of 8 from the floor. He came out on fire. Anthony Davis, just 2 points. All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. Keep it locked. Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Rag.com Studios with The Odd Couple, Chris Broussard, Rob Parker. And we're brought to you by Progressive. Progressive Insurance, they make things even easier. And they'll bundle your home and your car insurance together so you can save on both. Learn more at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Rob, this is a really good game. Golden State up right now, 36-35. The Warriors are really spreading out the Lakers. They're getting open looks from three. So far, they're 6 of 15 from three. The Lakers putting up a lot of threes. LeBron's been hot. He's got 14 points, Rob. He hit his first 2 3-point attempts, but now he's missed his last two. Lakers are 5 for 11 from three. They're not, we knew the Warriors game plan was going to be to get them, to spread the floor and get Anthony Davis out of the paint. And, it's worked so far. Anthony Davis, Rob, just 2 points, in the first quarter. 1 for 4 from the floor.
They had to do that. Rebounds. Otherwise, they had no shot. They just.
Nah, they're right.
They had to.
If he's going to dominate the paint like
And they
that,
have nobody to match up with him, trouble, Chris. Right. They're sunk. So.
Absolutely. And now LeBron's hot, or at least was hot early. We'll see if he stays hot. But the Lakers, they're going to have to get something going, I think, inside. I know it's tight right now, but. They're not going to be able to shoot with the Warriors.
Right. If you do that, Chris, you're going to lose.
Right. So we will see. But, Rob, any thoughts on James Harden? I mean, the 45 points in game one looked great. And at that press conference, Rob, if you look at him and some of his quotes, I mean, he said, look, I could do this. If I, it's not like I can't do it. They just don't ask me to do it. That's not my role here. And then he said, it was fun, being able to shoot and do what I want to do and all that stuff, but which is all good. But then he comes out in game two and goes 2 for 14 for 12 points. And Charles Barkley was speculating, he thinks Harden gets in a mental block or something when Embiid's on the floor. Embiid only took 9 shots. I don't know. Harden's just. Look, you're going to miss some shots. You can have off nights. But he's got to stay aggressive, Rob. Even if you're, you know what I mean? Just stay aggressive.
Said it. It's not like there are no shots for you. And B didn't take 40 shots, so there were no shots for you. That I think that's a cop out there. Like just play. You know, just play. If there's a shot open or a shot that you like, Chris, why wouldn't you take it? You're capable.
He's James Harden.
Right.
Like, he's not, you know, with all due respect, Tyrese Maxey, you know, a guy that hasn't established himself. Or is James Harden, thus far, Rob, if they retired right now, James Harden would have had a better career than Joel Embiid.
Right.
I get it that 100%. Embiid is your, you know, he's the man. He's the number one option. We get all that. But, I mean, James Harden ain't chopped liver. You know, and Rob, like, you and I saw it. Brooklyn, that's what he needs to play like. Now, Rob, he had a good season for Philly. I mean, he had some bad games, but I don't think the question is, it's just, look, in the playoffs, he's done this, right? I think he's going to have some more good games, but it's these clunkers that just make you, that baffle you. And that's, look, if Philly's going to have a chance to beat Boston, then they're going to have to, Harden's going to have to be better. I mean, it's just as simple as that. And he can, but he's going to have to do it.
Yeah, it's got to be consistent. And like you say, after the performance he had, to come out with a stinker like that, that's what you were looking for, to see if Harden would get on a roll. Yep. If he came out and gave you 38 with Embiid, that chance to – but that it just didn't materialize. It just wasn't going to be that game, and he had a bad one. He couldn't miss the game before.
Right.
And then he couldn't hit the side of a barn. It's just weird. So weird.
I think you might have been energized by the presence of Embiid. You know what I mean? But look, Rob, I think Boston was going to win that game no matter what. You know,
we talked about it. It was like that was your best bet. That was a layup, Chris.
Yep. I thought they were going to win no matter what. So it was smart, I think, of Philadelphia to get Embiid out there. Get the rust off. Get the team used to playing with him. Maybe Harden gets this game out of his system. And, you know, we see what happens in Philadelphia. LeBron, Rob, looks – he looks spry. He looks like he's been on 1 week's rest, let alone 1 day's rest. I mean, he really looks good. He's going to the hole. Like I said, he hit his first 2 3-point attempts. But it's interesting. But like I said, Anthony Davis doesn't have it going. And I think the key is not LeBron. As you know, he needs to play well, obviously. But I think the key is Anthony Davis. Right? We've seen LeBron go nuts and they lose.
And they lose.
Barely win to a bad team, right? Yeah, they need AD to go nuts.
AD, they don't have an answer for. That's why it's imperative. Like, and LeBron, you know, like as time goes on, the second half or whatever, that could go away. He's not, what was he? He had 14 points early.
14 points in the first half.
Six of eight.
He just banked in a desperation three. So he's got like 19 points now. It's tied at 40. But all right, we got a barn burner in Oakland or San Francisco now. Lakers, Warriors. Definitely want to check that out. It's the iCouple, Chris and Rob signing off on a TV theme song. Thursday. Keep it locked. Jason Smith, Mike Harmon next, and that means fire. Peace!
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could. Would you? When we come through, it's true magic, 'cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.